Part three, the power to create, the power to destroy. What is the force that determines what we try or fail to try to accomplish in our lives? It's our beliefs. Beliefs about what we're capable of, about what's possible or what's impossible, about who we are as people. In the Haitian cultures, a person's belief is the deadly power of the witch doctor, quote, pointing the bone. This can indeed cause death. But the real killer is simply the sense of certainty, the belief that the witch doctor has total power over our body. And when we have that level of certainty, our body responds accordingly. In your own life, do you have a set of negative expectations? What effects have they had on your life, if you have any? What are some of the most empowering beliefs, by contrast, that have really positively shaped your life? What new positive expectations could you set yourself up with right now that could change the way you think, the way you feel, the decisions you make, and what you're willing to try day to day? For thousands of years, it was known that no human being could run a four-minute mile. It was physically impossible. Yet Roger Bannister shattered this belief when he ran a 3:59 mile. Now, how did he do it? He started by practicing in his mind's eye. He repeatedly visualized his triumph so intensely that his emotional certainty gave him an unquestioned command to his nervous system, and he finally achieved physically the results that he had matched in his mental picture. Falling in Bannister's stride and believing that they too could do it, within 1 year, several other people duplicated this feat when no one had done it in thousands of years. What barrier do you need to burst through? What's your four-minute mile? What do you perceive as being impossible today that if you were certain it was possible, you'd find the way to achieve it? What's a belief that if you changed it, it would change not only your life, but the lives of those around you as well? For most of my life, I've asked myself a question. Why do people do what they do? And the answer is simple. It's all a matter of their beliefs. As crazy as it may sound, if people believe that drilling holes in their heads will cure sickness, they'll do it. And by the way, they have. And they'll do it whether that belief is well-founded or not. If, by contrast, someone believes that their happiness in life depends upon helping others to be happy, then they'll be equally driven to do that. Beliefs make the difference between a lifetime of misery and one of joyous contribution. Beliefs are what separate a Mozart from a Manson, causing some individuals to become heroes while others resign themselves to wondering what they could have been. What beliefs are at work in the actions of those around you? What beliefs are shaping their lives? For that matter, what beliefs do you share with your colleagues or your children or your parents? What's a new belief that if you adopted it today, it would open up a whole new set of possibilities for your life? Beliefs have the power to create and the power to destroy. Because of their amazing influence on our lives, we must understand three challenges. Number one, most of us do not consciously decide what we're going to believe. We just kind of pick up our beliefs along the way, and yet they shape how we think, how we feel, and what we do every moment of our lives. Number two, often our beliefs are based on misinterpretations of past events. And number three, once we adopt a belief, we tend to consider it gospel. We look for ways to back it up, to reinforce it, to be even more certain about it. And we forget that it's only one perspective that we've adopted some time ago. Do you have any beliefs that you take for granted to be true? What are some of the contrary beliefs that might also be true? How would your life be different if you really adopted the opposite view? We can turn any idea into a belief if we just provide enough reference experiences to support it. Which one of these statements is true, for example? People are basically honest and decent if you give them half a chance they want to help you. Or people are dishonest. They only look out for themselves and they'll rip you off if you give them half a chance. Well, you might say they're both true. But what's really true is what you're certain about, what you have developed as a belief. If you wanted to, don't you have enough experiences, enough what we call references to back up the belief that people are basically rotten? Haven't you read enough about it, heard enough about it, or experienced enough to back that belief up? Put legs underneath that table of certainty, if you will? If you focused on other experiences, couldn't you just as easily remember experiences that would make you feel certain that people are honest, that they're caring, that they'll go out of the way to help you if you care about them? Which one of these beliefs is really true? Whichever belief you construct to be true within yourself. Remember, we can always find a way to back up any belief, so choose your beliefs well. While an unshakable sense of certainty can help you accomplish great things, it also has the potential to blind you to the very information that could change your life forever. Have you ever met someone who, out of their need to stay certain, wouldn't listen to a new idea? If you were to take a look at your own beliefs through someone else's eyes, what might you see? Beliefs drive all of our behaviors. While some affect only one aspect of our lives, others are much more pervasive. For example, a specific belief like John is dishonest would certainly influence your interactions with John. But believing people are dishonest would have ramifications far beyond this single relationship. I call these types of beliefs global beliefs. Global beliefs like this one are usually based on some generalization made a long time ago under certain extreme circumstances. We may have completely forgotten the original circumstance in which the belief came up, and yet unconsciously we still allow it to guide our decision making. The effect these beliefs can have on our lives is unlimited, but this does not have to be negative. A change in one global belief can change every aspect of your life for the better. Are some beliefs more powerful than others? Absolutely. There are three different levels of certainty. One we call opinions, the second one we call beliefs, and the third we call convictions. Opinions can be shifted easily, as they're based on transitory perceptions. Beliefs, however, are much stronger because they're usually based on an experience someone has actually had or one they have a lot of emotion attached to, although it can be based on other things they've heard from other people. It is possible to destabilize this person's certainty by getting them to question what they used to believe and inducing a bit of doubt. A conviction, on the other hand, is incredibly intense and very difficult to change because it's usually buttressed by such high emotional intensity that the person holding it not only feels certain about this, but they can actually become enraged or blinded to any rational discussion if that conviction is ever questioned by another person. Convictions can be incredibly empowering or unbelievably destructive. Which of your beliefs are opinions? Which do you feel more strongly about you would call beliefs? And do any of these fall on the level you call conviction? Because of the passion they inspire within us, convictions propel us to action. Someone who cares deeply about the rights of animals has a belief, but someone who spends spare time passionately educating the public about such issues as laboratory testing and the consequences of eating a meat-based diet, they clearly have a conviction. Are there areas of your life in which holding a conviction would give you the added drive to push through all kinds of obstacles? For example, can you see how having a conviction that you will never let yourself become overweight again would compel you the minute you start to get overweight to immediately make changes in your lifestyle? Do you realize how a conviction like I can always find a way to turn things around could help you steer through the toughest of times? What's a conviction that if you adopted it now, it would give you true personal power for your life? All personal breakthroughs begin with the change in beliefs. How do you replace a limiting belief? Well, the most effective way is to destabilize your old belief. In other words, to shake your certainty by inducing doubt, by beginning to question that old belief. So you need to remember that your brain is always trying to move you away from pain. So think about all the negative consequences that this belief has caused. Ask yourself, as I consider it, what's actually silly, stupid, or ridiculous about this belief? And really make yourself answer that question. Or ask, what has this belief already cost me in my life? How has it limited me in the past? And I'm not willing to let this happen anymore. Or thirdly, ask, what could it cost me in the future if I don't change this belief right now? Answering these types of questions could help you associate painful feelings to this old, undesired belief and provide you with the leverage and the opportunity to replace it with a new, empowering belief. The power of expectation in enhancing performance is well documented, and it's been called the Pygmalion effect. In one study, teachers were told that certain students in their classes were gifted and needed to be constantly challenged in order to excel. The teachers, of course, complied, and not surprisingly, these same students became top achievers. However, unbeknownst to them all, the students that had been identified as gifted hadn't actually demonstrated higher intelligence prior to the study. Some, in fact, had previously been labeled poor students. What made the difference? The newfound sense of certainty that they were superior was instilled by a teacher's, quote, false belief about them. Can you see the importance of your beliefs about yourself and about other people? What could you accomplish if only you had the faith to tap your vast potential, or if you had greater faith in those around you or in your children for that matter?